folks. Welcome back to yet another episode of Fresh Juice, an indie game podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tommy Fresh. Joined, as always, it is...
Maddie! Juice! What is up, Tommy? How are you?
I'm good. I'm very tired. But, you know, listen, I'm happy to be here. We're going to be talking about a game that we had talked about already when it was in demo mode, but now it's out in early access. It is Sworn. So stick around if you want to, you know, hear about our thoughts and our review of the game. We will be talking about some other stuff first. Of course, it is a podcast. We're just chatty Kathy's over here. Now, what's going on with you? What's new?
Yeah. There's a few new things in the world of Matty Juice. And let's see. Over the weekend, I don't even remember really what I... Oh, we brought, like, Pluto to go get groomed for the first time, which was cool. Although I will say, like, the groomer was, like, the most... Like, he was like, is this Pluto? You know, like, he's like Squidward, like, basically. But, yeah, so he got all groomed. He smelled nice because we were hosting a Super Bowl party over the weekend. My Eagles dominated the Super Bowl. I understand it wasn't a great one if you weren't a fan. But as a fan, it was exactly what I wanted. So very happy about that. Also in the world of news, I'll just say it now. I was going to save it for the news, but Matty Juice is going to be Daddy Juice.
All right. What the heck is going on here?
So yes, my wife and I are expecting our first kid, and it's a little baby girl. And it should be coming around late August. So we are very excited. Tommy's known for a bit. Tommy is
the Godfather.
there it is.
There as well with being a Godfather.
There's the proof. I'm not lying. Wanted to officially kind of announce it on the podcast. Have had to hold off until we kind of tell, you know, our friends and family. So now that we've kind of told mostly everybody, I'm announcing it on the show. So there you go. That's the news. What a weekend. I didn't find out I was going to be a dad. But, you know, just a good overall weekend telling people.
I found out I was going to be a dad.
Yeah. Really?
No. I mean, listen, some answers would need to be answered. Questions would need to be answered also. There'd be a lot going on. But, no, it's super exciting. Kids are sick. They also get sick a lot, but that's all right. That's part of the nature of the beast there. We're all very excited. Hopefully it looks more like Mrs. Juice, to be honest. No, yeah, what am I saying? We look alike. No, it should look like us.
Yeah.
We had a kid.
We look like frogs. Are we frogs, right?
That's frogs or rats.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be sick. Maybe the same birthday as you. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, would be. Pretty dang awesome. So right now, I think she's due like a week before technically, but you know, that sort of stuff changes, I guess. So I don't know, but it's been a journey so far. Going to be a lot of learning, and you know, there may be some. I imagine we'll have to pre-record some of these eps in the future, but you know, we'll still try to obviously get it done weekly. So maybe even I'll have the baby on. They'll do an ep. You know, just in case I can't make it, I'll just put the baby there and Tom can talk to the baby for an hour.
Listen, it's about time we get some intelligence on this podcast.
Yeah, not the baby.
The baby.
Yeah.
it's going to be exciting. It's awesome. Super happy. Honored to be the godfather. That's going to be, you know, I'll learn what my duties are, I guess, as I go. You know, it's my first time, but babies are cool, man. I mean, I've had a couple friends, and you've had a couple friends who've had babies so far. You know, we're kind of getting to that point, and I would say enjoy this, right? Like the moment before the baby, because once you get into it, it seems like it's just a whirlwind, right? Like you're just like, oh my God, you know, I got to take care of this thing. You basically just like, I can't let this thing die, even though it's coming. You're just like, I need to remove mucus from their like mouth or whatever. That's like the number one thing I hear. They're like, there's mucus. And I'm like, oh
yeah,
I have mucus.
It's actually, I mean, like, not that it's anything comparable at all, but like, ever since we've gotten the dog Pluto, I've like, you know, I've woken up in the middle of the night just to make sure he's alive. Cause I'm just like, you know, I'll have like a flash in a dream and just be like, oh my God. And then he'll just be sleeping right there. So I imagine it's just going to be like turned up to 10 with that, you know? So at least I'm getting some sort of weird practice in. But yeah, it should be interesting. It's going to be a learning curve. It's going to be a journey. It's going to be fun.
Peace be the journey. Cool runnings. I love it.
How are you doing? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm good. I did tell my mom that it was happening, and you know, she was very excited, but it was also a little bit of a mistake because then I was like, well, when are you going to do that too? And I was like, never, ever. I'm too much of a child, but maybe one day. But no, nothing much with me. It was kind of a weird weekend because it was actually nice. We stayed in on Friday. I made some homemade ramen. It was banging. It was just like, because normally we go out on like Fridays, but we're like, hey, let's stay in because we're going to go out to dinner on Saturday. And also the Super Bowl is on Sunday. So, you know, make some good ramen. It was tasty. Then we went out Saturday all the way down the shore, Red Bank area, for nice. My mother-in-law's 60th. That was fun, but then it started to like ice storm like during dinner, and we were going to go home that night, and then we ended up having to stay at my in-laws.
Oh wow. Which,
yeah, because like we started driving, immediately started slipping and sliding, and you're like, all right, well, we're here tonight, which, you know, I prefer sleeping in my own bed, but I will say my wife's old bed is pretty comfy too. So it all worked out. And then the Super Bowl happened. I was in a house full of Eagles fans. It was loud. They were rambunctious. And I mean, I tied one on too, but I was trying to be a little bit devil's advocate or the heel a little bit. Anytime the Chiefs did something, I'd go,
fucking Tom.
What are you doing? And then, like, I mean, my buddy Eric would get into it, too, because even he's just like, yeah, what the hell? You know, the refs, they need to help us more. You know? Yeah. So yeah. It was a good time. Broke my phone and got a new one today. That was cool. But whatever. I'm tired, but I'm ready to talk video games. Let's get to some news. First, Fresh Juice has a Discord, folks. It's in the show notes. Great place to hang out. Great place to chill. Great place to type messages and perhaps even have voice chats if you want, post memes, post games that you like, post food pictures, all that and more. It's great there. Now, the big news here was the baby news. We got that out of the way. But my Steam wishlist is bigger than ever thanks to the indie devs flooding social media with 15-second clips explaining their games. What is going on here?
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to mention this because I noticed this trend specifically on Twitter, but I guess it might be happening on other social networks as well. It was just a cool way to kind of discover some new indie games. I wishlisted a few of them that I saw. I think I shared some with you kind of in our DMs as well. But yeah, it's kind of this trend that's happening on Twitter where if you actually just search for these words here, my indie game for 15 seconds, and you will see that there are just a bunch of people posting 15-second clips of their indie games. Some of them aren't out yet. Some of them have been out for a bit. But it's been a really great way for just discovering new indie games and obviously giving some spotlight to some great indie devs. So very easy. I just basically scrolled down my Twitter feed after searching that and just watched 15-second clips of videos. And I was like, oh, that looks cool. Let me check out their page, add it to the wish list. And found some neat looking games that way. So recommend you checking it out. Just kind of not really like news, but like for anyone out there that obviously we have the game recommendations channel on the Discord. So if you see anything cool from this trend, I don't think I've looked through everything. There seems to be a lot of these tweets going out. You know, definitely drop it in the Discord and let us know. But yeah, just a cool little trend there. So I don't know. I know you're primarily on the Blue Sky. I don't know if this is happening over there. Have you seen any of this over there?
Well, my algorithm over there is primarily Flesh and Blood and trading card games. So I haven't really seen it, but I'll be opening up my horizons there.